You're in tune to WNCW's More to the Story for this week. I'm Paul Foster, joined by our guest from Charlotte's Public Radio and an NPR leader, WFAE, political reporter Steve Harrison. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Steve. Great to have you back. Steve, I have a couple of different subjects I want to bring up to you in this conversation, and let's begin with state judges who rejected state legislative district maps within minutes of one another the other week, issuing preliminary injunction, the redrawing of voting district maps across North Carolina, favoring the GOP. This has been something for some time, and of course our leaders are back in Raleigh addressing this even today.
That's right. There were two big rulings. One, the new state House and Senate maps have been upheld by the three-judge panel. So that is over. That part is finished. Moments later, like you said, there was a ruling about the congressional map, which North Carolina has 13 seats. The map was drawn to give Republicans an advantage of 10 of those, and they hold 10 seats. And the court found that those maps can't be used for the 2020 elections, and the primaries are in March.
One of the things that also came out in the three-judge panel's decision to decline the demands of Common Cause, the state Democratic Party, what was it that they wanted a third-party expert to be able to take over the redrawing of some about 20 of those maps?
Oh, right, with the state legislative maps. I think, yeah, Common Cause objected to some of the districts that the Democrats and Republicans had drawn. The court found that the maps were generally okay. And that's interesting because, you know, on the ground, both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature were pretty happy with the maps that they created after they'd kind of protected incumbency, you know, to not double bunk legislators. After that was done, Democrats, by and large, felt it was a pretty good process. There wasn't a lot of complaining on their side. And like I said before, now those maps are official.
Since this has happened, have you heard anything from any of our top representatives as far as their comments on this?
Only on the congressional map, which, you know, now has been thrown into question. And it looks like we will have to draw new districts. For instance, Alma Adams represents the 12th district in Mecklenburg County in Charlotte, which is a heavily Democratic district. She said today that no matter what, she will run for re-election in Charlotte. And that's important because Alma Adams is originally from Greensboro, and there was questions when, you know, when her district was redrawn in 2016 to only be in Mecklenburg County. She was a Greensboro native, said she moved here. There was always been questions about her residency. But she's saying even if there's like a new seat, Democratic-friendly seat drawn in Greensboro and Winston-Salem, she will not run for it. She will stay in Charlotte. That's kind of one little piece of news. But I think there's going to be so much speculation in terms of what these new districts look like and how it impacts the incumbents.
He's a part of the news team at WFAE Public Radio Charlotte. Steve Harrison on the line with us right now as More to the Story continues. Steve, I want to change subjects and talk a little bit about Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden. It's kind of McFadden versus the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This story just continues to heat up, doesn't it?
It really does. This, going back a little bit, Gary McFadden was elected as Mecklenburg Sheriff with the campaign promise that he would end the 287G program. That's a partnership where sheriff's deputies can act as do perform immigration duties. He said he would pull out of that program, and he has. And he has also declined to honor what are known as detainer requests from ICE, where if someone in the country illegally who's in the jail, ICE will sometimes say, please hold them there for a day or two so we can come get them. And what's happened is that there's been occasions where that person has met the judge's requirements to get out of jail and they've been released, and he has not kind of followed through with those detainer requests. That has just been kind of a constant drumbeat out of the Trump administration, out of Republicans in Washington, really questioning this decision. It was Mike Pence campaigned on it back in September in the 9th District special election. Ken Cuccinelli was down here. He's a member of the Trump administration, was blasting the sheriff over this. Tom Tillis said he is introducing legislation to try and make it easier for sheriffs to comply with ICE. This has been really a huge issue, and I think it's one that the Republicans feel is important, and also they feel like it is a winning issue in future campaigns.
McFadden for sure is holding his ground on this, regardless of what a lot of the public might think. Of course, the leaders in Washington, from President Trump to everybody on the Republican side, it seems. One thing he has said, and I'm talking going back to the sheriff, Steve, is that he calls it a broken immigration system that we have.
He does. And one of his reasons, he says, for not honoring the detainer request is that he feels like it's that he can't do it. If someone has met all the requirements to get out of jail, that it's he feels like it's not legal for him to keep them there. If they've met bonds, then they should be able to go. I did an interview last week with Cal Cunningham. He's one of the probably the leading Democratic candidate for Senate to challenge Tom Tillis. Cunningham said that kind of repeatedly he trusts local law enforcement in this issue and went back again and again to the idea of we need comprehensive immigration reform as the solution, but didn't really want to wade in on, go into the weeds on what the Mecklenburg sheriff is doing and whether that was right or wrong.
We know you're one busy man. We always appreciate your time talking on some of the ongoing news in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and across the state. WFAE, Steve Harrison, thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot.
Is there by chance there's a past edition of More to the Story you'd like to hear again? We want to remind you on our website, we have those podcasts. It's WNCW.org. Have a good rest of the day. I'm Paul.